Venezuela's Supreme Court fined TikTok $10 million Monday, December 30th, alleging the platform failed to prevent the spread of viral challenges allegedly linked to the deaths of three children in recent months. The court accused the platform, owned by Chinese tech company ByteDance, of negligence and ordered it to establish an office in Venezuela to oversee content compliance with local laws. The ruling stemmed from incidents involving challenges on TikTok that authorities say encourage dangerous behaviors. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro publicly blamed the platform for the death of a 12-year-old girl who reportedly took tranquilizer pills as part of a challenge. Education Minister Hector Rodriguez cited the death of a 14-year-old who inhaled substances during another challenge. On November 21st, Attorney General Tarek William Saab attributed the death of a third child to similar challenges on TikTok. Judge Tanya D'Amelio, who issued the ruling, said TikTok failed to implement necessary and adequate measures to curb harmful content. The court ordered the platform to pay the fine within 8 days, with funds directed toward creating a compensation fund for affected families. TikTok has not yet responded to the ruling or requests for comment. The Venezuelan government's response highlights its broader crackdown on social media platforms. In recent years, the country blocked dozens of websites, including platforms that host dissenting voices. Earlier this year, the government briefly banned access to X, formerly known as Twitter. It accused the platform's owner, Elon Musk, of supporting anti-government activities. Despite TikTok's global community guidelines prohibiting content that promotes self-harm or dangerous activities, Venezuelan officials argued the platform does not adequately enforce its rules. This case spurred lawmakers to consider additional regulations targeting social media platforms operating in the country. The fine and compliance order reflect Venezuela's attempt to hold digital platforms accountable for harmful content while reigniting debates about online regulation and responsibility in a rapidly evolving digital landscape.